Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. It's been a while since we've run a swashbuckling pirate adventure, and that one, Bob Hope's The Princess and the Pirate, was a very funny parody. Today's movie is another high seas adventure, but it's a semi-serious story. It's The Crimson Pirate, starring Burt Lancaster in the title role. Lancaster plays Captain Vallow, who, with his pirate crew, attempts to pull off a major scam on an island colony for a big payday. But instead, he ends up getting involved in a brewing rebellion against the tyrannical government. This was Lancaster's second swashbuckling adventure, after the landlocked story, The Flame and the Arrow. It was made by Lancaster's production company, and he exercised a lot of clout in the filming. For example, he insisted on location shooting in Italy, near Naples, where prices were cheaper, and he'd be far away from studio interference. Still, there were a number of disputes with the executives and with director Robert Siodmak, with Lancaster usually winning the day. The cast includes Nick Cravat, Lancaster's old friend from his circus and vaudeville days. As in The Flame and the Arrow, he plays Lancaster's mute sidekick, but he himself could talk. His Brooklyn accent just didn't fit in with the movie's period. And if you want to hear him speak, look for Lancaster's World War II submarine thriller, Run Silent, Run Deep. One other cast member you'll recognize is Christopher Lee, a few years before finding fame at Hammer Films. He's uncredited as a villainous henchman. According to Lee's autobiography, director Siodmak was responsible for the story being semi-serious. Lee wrote that the original script was very serious, but Siodmak restructured it to be much more light in approach. An earlier script by Waldo Salt had been rejected due to Salt's leftist political views and his being blacklisted. Still, Lancaster, who sympathized with many of Salt's views, managed to sneak in a few disguised digs against the House Un-American Activities Committee and its supporters. Though the movie ran over budget and behind schedule, it was a success and got fine reviews. It's an acknowledged inspiration for the later Pirates of the Caribbean movies from Disney. However, don't confuse it with The Crimson Permanent Assurance, a very different pirate movie. And I'll leave you to look that one up yourself. Our DVD showings are on hiatus next week due to some library construction, but they'll be back the following week. They're usually shown on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, and you must pre-register to attend. To see the DVD schedule and a list of our previous classic movie presentations, go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And if you want to pass along your comments and suggestions, please call us at 908-754-7885. I should know this number. I've been calling it for decades. Or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us or post them on our Facebook page. Well, as always, we appreciate your support of this program. Thanks for watching, and we hope you enjoyed today's movie. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1952, here's The Crimson Pirate.